Just wrapping up over the next couple of days about gestures and mannerisms. Today, mind your mannerisms. What to remember when you gesture? What does your signature gesture show about you? When does your signature gesture cross from being a trademark to being irritating or a distraction or a self-parody? If you're listening in the UK, you may remember some of these people and their trademark mannerisms. And whatever country you're in, you may have similar celebrities, well-known people on TV, for example, who have similar kind of gestures where their gesture is their trademark. Magnus Pike was a TV scientist in the, 70s, 80s here in the UK. He was your typical kind of mad professor. And he was invited onto science programmes to explain things. And he had a particularly peculiar but engaging, excited delivery. And part of that, not only in his voice, but also he would wave his arms round because he was so passionate about what he was talking about. That's example one. Example two, the main presenter of the BBC 10 o'clock news, Hugh Edwards, starts every single bulletin that he does in the evening by sitting up at the desk, yeah, with his left arm stretched out and holding onto the side of the desk beside him. His other arm, his right arm, is just in front of him, normally as you might expect it to be, or on the desk in front of him where his notes are, where his papers, where his scripts are. But the left arm is alongside him, holding on to the edge of the desk. Sounds funny. Maybe I'm not explaining it completely correctly. That is his trademark look. One more for you before I explain where I'm going with this. Okay, we have, and this person is certainly is known in the United States, if not elsewhere around the world, TV quiz presenter, journalist called Anne Robinson. She was the presenter on TV here in the UK on the BBC of The Weakest Link. The Weakest Link was also shown in the United States, where she was the host of that as well, on a US channel too. Anne Robinson has ended all of the broadcasts where she has been a host with a wink, with a slight kind of head nod and a wink to the camera as she said goodbye. All of these are what you might call signature gestures. They could be a trademark. But when does a signature gesture, a trademark, move to being irritating, a distraction, a self-parody? When will viewers cheer or jeer what you do? Could your signature gesture be a distraction to the information rather than helping them concentrate on your content? Little poser for today. Tomorrow, expression suppression, as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.